I'll be ready for him this time. Fuck, I missed.
Wait, who the hell are you?
I am 78.
78?
It was the name I was given when I arrived. And what about you?
What about me?
Your name, what is it?
Just why do you care?
I thought... I guess it does not matter. I was sent here to collect the things that Master left behind.
Oh yeah? Why the hell didn't he come get them himself?
Master... He tends to have a bit of a temper when things happen outside of his control. He really likes you, so he had me come instead.
Did you say that he likes me? Are you out of your mind?
Did he do that to your ear?
What? No. That was done by a previous master.
Ah, that's good then.
But you... You're missing both. Did he do that to you?
Oh, it is embarrassing to talk about, but I was foolish in the beginning, thinking I could escape. I let another girl convince me here that one day we could be free. 79 had more will and optimism in one finger than I had in my whole body. But finally, I agreed. We had decided that when we were tending to the acres, we would make a run for it together. Master was supposed to be training a new slave, 80. I had left her in his care, alone and scared, while I made plans to flee with 79. Somehow, Master knew. He knew something was different that day. We had made it to defense. I had told 79 to jump over first. That was when he got my name. He told me to pull off defense. He wanted me to hold her down. I did not. I thought I had made the right choice. Until I saw the gun. I watched her die on the other side of the fence. The puddle of blood sinking into the dirt. It was so dark. Her eyes were so glassy. I could not move. Not even an inch. At least until Master grabbed me by the ear and demanded a reason for not following his orders. I could not think straight. My gaze still locked with 79s. The scene was replaying in my mind. I could not hear anything in the deafening silence of 79's last breath. I stupidly told him just that. I told him I hadn't heard, couldn't hear. And he told me he would rectify that immediately. That was when he whipped out his pocket knife and sliced off my ears. I watched him toss them over the fence where they landed on 79's lifeless body. And then he told me I should be grateful. At least part of me was free. And to go back inside for the rest of my punishment.
Why are you telling me this?
Why, you ask? I need you to understand how important it is that you accept your fate here. Master, he buys girls from all over the world. All of them, they come here of different nationalities, different backgrounds. But they all have one thing in common. The urge for freedom. The hope for freedom. It's like an infectious disease that can spread, and it's often fatal. You must show, Master, your submission and your obedience. To do anything else, to cling to anything else, even something as silly as freedom. No, this will be a grave mistake. I don't want to see another Neko go. Not like this. Not the way 79 did. I'm telling you, for your own sake, freedom does not exist here. Not for us, okay? If I hadn't agreed, if I had done more to stop 79, she might still be alive. Her blood is still on my hands. My foolishness, my hopes, my dreams. They killed 79. When those stupid dreams should have killed me. But there is nothing I can do about that now. I can only prevent others from making that mistake. Do you understand? You understand, don't you? I know you probably do not believe me. But I hope you will, before it is too late. 79's death, that wasn't your fault. Look, I've been sold almost a dozen times. And the hunger for freedom is not wrong. It's a natural part of the whole— No! You will not speak of it! Nor will I hear any of it! Please, do not speak of this. Do not say that word. Ever since that day, I have been in charge of disposing of the dead bodies. Please, do not make me dispose of yours. Promise me. Promise me! I do not want to do it anymore. I do not. So, promise me. Promise me. Promise me you will not make me bury you. Please. If you're 78, and that other girl was 79, that makes me, what, 80? 81? No. You will be 92. 92? There are 92 girls here? No. There's but a small handful now. Don't tell me the rest are. Listen to me, 92. It is a hard life here. Most do not make it. In the beginning, Master tried to keep everyone alive. He lost a lot of money hiring uncalled doctors who would come and patch us up. But eventually, he believed it was easier. It was cheaper to buy defective necklace at a discount around the world and to simply dispose of the girls when his abuse went beyond repair. Master, he delights in the initial trauma. He enjoys breaking us. Once we've become numb to one torture, he will inflict another, constantly seeking that initial thrill. Each of his ideas darker and more morbid than the last. So you're saying he won't stop until we are dead. Yes, that is the ultimate and final thrill that he seeks. Ah, 92, do not look so glum. At least this won't last forever. Luna, I'm sorry? Luna, my name, I don't remember my given name, but when I had been recaptured after being sold the first time to an abusive master, the manor had seen the way I had left his body, and they had dubbed me a lunatic, and ever since then, the name just sort of stuck. So, it's Luna. Ah, Luna. It sounds like you have been through quite a lot. Haven't we all? Yes, this is quite true. But if we have suffered this much, doesn't that make all the pleasure that much sweeter? What do you mean by that? What are you doing? Luna, there have been many girls here at the compound. Many, many of us have never experienced a man's gentle touch. And so we soothe ourselves and sometimes each other. It helps us cope. It helps us endure what we're put through here. I am sorry, Luna. Did I cross a line? I don't know. I've always ever been forced, so this is just new and different. Then would you like to try it again? Yeah. Scared. Yeah, I am. Luna, look at me. Look me in the eyes. Oh. I never want to do anything that would ever hurt you. Oh, no.